Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, Roy, it's your 50th birthday, so I've got 50 quick-fire questions for you.
50?
50 quick-fire questions. They're quick-fire, don't worry.
50?
TV programme.
Only Fools and Horses.
Last film you watched.
Jaws.
Favourite film.
There Will Be Blood.
Band.
You too.
I wasn't stereotyping.
No, about you.
Meal.
Chinese.
Drink.
Coke.
Car.
Do you know, I like a 4x4, maybe. Your car looks nice. Fantiga.
Holiday destination.
I suppose I like a bit of America, the anonymity over there.
Still on your bucket list to do?
A bucket list? Would I do a parachute jump or a bungee jump?
You've
or
done
something?
That, yeah?
No, that was paragliding.
So parachute jump?
Yeah.
Early bird or night owl?
Probably night owl.
What colour is your toothbrush? Do you have those electric ones?
The electric ones, yeah. Would it be white and blue?
Superhero.
Somebody I look up to, you mean, or?
It's a superhero. Oh. What's the thing that comes
to What do you mean, like something silly like Batman or Spider-Man? No, or something real?
Anything.
The Hulk. The Hulk. He's cool.
Fancy dress outfit.
We've done a couple of Christmas functions where we got dressed up. Did we not do that at United? At Forest I went as a convict.
Yeah. Favourite city?
Favourite city...
In the world.
In the world, if I could go back to... I did like San Francisco.
Other favourite sport?
I like rugby league, I like boxing, I like watching the All Blacks.
Job you'd ended up in if not football?
Do you know what? I haven't got a clue, but I think I would have done all right for myself because I don't mind working, if you know what I mean.
What would that have been?
I could have been anything. I think I would have put my hand to most things.
Glass half full, half empty?
Definitely empty, half empty, yeah.
Best goalkeeper you played with?
I suppose I'd have to say Peter, but I still think he was overrated. Peter Schmeichel. Yeah.
Overrated?
He was. Yeah, I just don't think he was as good as everyone made out. But he was very good. Why are you questioning my answers?
Toughest opponent.
When I was younger at Forest, obviously I played against Gazza. Gazza was brilliant. But overall, I suppose Zidane.
Your best performance?
Oh, I don't know, Gary.
You have to give us a game.
I've probably done all right with Ireland in one or two big games against Holland and Portugal. Maybe in the World Cup against Italy. Yeah, one or two of them.
Worst performance?
Worst performance.
That way you're the shocker.
I tell you, I remember we played Real Madrid one time at home and I was a shock. But I just tried yoga a couple of days before that. No, I did. I tried yoga and I couldn't get going. My energy was. And it was Real Madrid at home and I never got a kick. And I was taken off and I remember thinking, I'm finished at real top level football.
Best atmosphere in a game you played in?
I think our games against Arsenal were pretty good.
Most hostile atmosphere?
I thought Leeds was good away when we used to go to Turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Moment you still think about?
What, in a good or bad way?
Anything. Good or bad?
In football, I suppose. Maybe actually when I done my cruise ship.
Haaland one.
Yeah, the Haaland stuff, yeah.
Do you blame yourself?
When I got injured.
When you got injured, do you blame yourself for that?
Yeah, a bit stupid. But I don't think I deserved doing my cruise ship for it.
Favourite game you played in ever?
I think beating Spurs to win the league was good, wasn't it? I enjoyed that game, yeah.
94 or 99 team?
I loved the 94 team. There were different characters and I'd just gone to United. I loved that dressing room, yeah.
Biggest regret?
Probably going to Ipswich.
Your favourite goal? There must be one comes to your mind. The header against Juventus.
No, I think I scored a couple down at Arsenal. We beat them 2-1. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was a big game for us.
Best away ground?
The one I enjoyed the most would probably... I used to love Highbury.
The greatest of all time?
I still love Maradona. I thought he was brilliant.
Favourite Irish player?
Dennis Irwin or Paul McGrath.
Best player you played with?
Because I played with him in the middle of the park, I got Butty or Scholesy maybe, because he got a goal in him.
Teammate.
I'd have to maybe go with Dennis Irwin because I roomed with Dennis with Ireland and United. Yeah. And he's a Cork man, even though he lives 5 minutes away, he never gets in touch with me.
Joker of the pack.
Well, he was a good crack, wasn't he?
Yeah. Worst dress sense?
Probably the Norwegian lads, I reckon. Ollie, Henning, Ronnie Janssen.
Most stylish player?
Most stylish. Giggsy or Sharpie, maybe?
Yeah. Longest to get changed?
I think I was there. I was always one of the last to leave. But if it's not myself, who was the longest? Pally was kind of lazy getting ready.
Always on the phone?
Bex? Bex was always on the phone, wasn't he?
York or Cole?
Coley.
Last minute penalty, who do you want on it?
Eric or Rude, maybe.
Which one? You can't make a decision.
I go with Rude.
Vieira or Keane?
What?
Player.
I thought I was better than Patrick, yeah. Is that what you're saying? Who's better? Yeah, me. What are you pausing for?
Phil or Gary?
No, both very good players. That's a tough one. I'd have to go with you because you'd done a bit longer. And Phil was in different positions, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Phil was more of a team player. Because he'd done different jobs, left back in midfield. You didn't do any of that.
Joshua or Fury?
Oh, I don't like any of them. That heavyweight stuff has irritated me. Too much talk.
Joshua or Fury?
None of them. They both irritate me. I'm not picking any of them. Honestly.
Liam or Noel?
Oh, Jesus. Do you know, I'd probably tolerate Liam more than Noel. But they both get my nerves, like the two boxers. But maybe Liam.
Sporting icon?
Muhammad Ali. I used to like Mike Tyson. Yeah, and the lads who play for the All Blacks are brilliant. Rugby league. I like rugby league.
Person you admire most in your life?
Oh, I admire most.
You have to tell someone you like them here a lot. This is like the person that's like...
Who was good
the
to
one
me.
Person.
In sport or in life?
Yeah,
it's
family, yeah.
A bit heavy, isn't it? Jesus.
Family?
I suppose, obviously, my mother.
Political figure?
Nelson Mandela. Because we met him, didn't we? We met him pre-season, yeah.
Yeah. Ronaldo or Messi?
Ronaldo, every day of the week.
If you could change one thing about your appearance, what would it be?
There's not much wrong, is there? I don't know. Yeah. Bit taller. Could have won more headers.
Clean shaven or beard?
No, beard. A clean shaven kind of irritates. I prefer the beard. It's kind of lazy, isn't it?
I used to think...
When I have a shave, within a day or two, you're going, it looks rough anyway, just leave it.
Does the beard being on or off define how you feel, or is it just nothing to do with it?
No, that would be a bit too deep. You're looking at... It's just sometimes it's laziness.
Yeah?
And if I have a shave, no, come tomorrow, a bit of stubble, and then the day after, you're going, not a shave, just leave it.
Roy, brilliant to talk to you. See you soon.
Cheers, Nev. Very enjoyable.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.